Well, I'm in Nashville. It's my first interview of CRS, and there's some music in the background, but we've got two lovely people that have just gone into the charts in Europe, and they're climbing every week. I think they're up to 16 this week, and it's Kelly and Ellis.
Hi there, everybody.
How are you doing?
We're great. We're busier than ever promoting this new CD that's coming out on Friday. But we are just getting such tremendous response from it that we're very excited, and we just have a ton of energy. But there's so much to be done when you're an independent artist. You know, there's promotions, and then there's making sure all CDs get shipped out, and, you know, it's a tremendous amount of work. So,
because I was introduced to you by Chantal Ogden, a good friend of both of ours.
Yes.
And, I mean, you've got an interesting history because you're not like a new act on the block. You've done so many amazing things. We've got your husband here who wrote The Cowboy Rides Away for George Strait.
Mm-hmm. That was one of my better moves, yes. Yeah.
Was that a long time writing that? I speak to so many songwriters. They said, "Oh,
really.
I wrote that in an hour," and you know, it's been my, you know, my best check receiver ever.
Right.
No, that really was came out of a writing session that had sort of stalled, so I had a melody that I liked. I had that basic melody, the da 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 da, and my co-writer came up with a line, and he would not budge from that line. And the line was, "I turn and walk into the setting sun." I said, "Where do we go from there? What is, that's the end of the story." So I realized that my melody was just gonna go in the garbage can if I didn't come up with something. And I said, "What can I do? What can I do?" I said, "How about if we use that as a metaphor, and we talk about that place in the old Western movie where the cowboy rides away into the sunset?" And the co-writer says, "I like that. The cowboy rides away."
And the rest is history.
Yeah, right, right.
My goodness, and obviously you've wrote many, many other hits for people.
I've been lucky, yeah, and I've been at it a long time. Had the good fortune to have been in New York when that was the really hot pop place to be, and in L.A. when that was the one as well. I've had a lot of luck in Nashville. Kenny Rogers has been good to me. He did a duet, which we just redid on our little CD there, Anyone Who Isn't Me Tonight, which is a kind of a send-up for them, he and Dottie West. T.G. Shepherd had a number one for us somewhere down the line.
Tanya Tucker
had a number one for us.
Grammy song called, nominated.
This is my
publicist.
Yeah, right. It's a song called "Soon," about a woman dating a married man, and that was very, very
huge.
Good, very good for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there have been a lot of things. I've had a couple of hundred bucks.
We're Kelly and Ellis, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I knew the stakes were high right from the start. When she dealt the cards, I bet my heart. Now I hold a hand that I can't play. This is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the setting sun. Setting on the things I wish we'd done. It's time to say goodbye to yesterday. This is where the cowboy rides. way. We've been in and out of love and in between. Now we play the final showdown scene. As the credits roll, a sad song starts to play. This is where the cowboy rides away. And my heart is sinking like the setting sun. Setting on the things I wish we'd done. It's time to say goodbye to yesterday. This is where the cowboy rides away. And the last goodbye's the hardest one to say. This is where the cowboy rides. Oh.
Tell me how you two met, and now you're a partnership and hitting the boards, touring in America soon.
Yeah. Well, we've actually been playing together for about 14 years. We met in 2004 when both of us were asked to be on the same writer's round at the Bluebird Cafe, and we just sat down next to each other. And
we had no prior knowledge.
Never heard of him. He shows up late because he almost forgot about the show. He shows up with all of his chords and his harmonicas and his pedals and in like a Wild Oats shopping bag. That's an old store that used to be here. And like a shopping bag. I'm like, who is this bag man? Like, he's so unprepared. What's he going to do? And then, of course, he pulls out all his hits. And it's insane. And I sang backup with him all night. And I don't even remember playing any of my songs at the time. So it was great. And we just became fast friends. And you know, that's sort of what this whole project is. It's a rebranding of us. And that's kind of like the title, The Long Road to You. It means a lot of things. It means coming into this new sound that we've developed over years and years of playing together. And it means The Long Road to You. We both had long careers and long love lives that didn't work out before we finally met each other. Yeah. And musically, we're better together than we ever were apart. You know, as partners, we're better together than we ever were apart. And it's kind of like we're celebrating our love, and that might sound a little egotistical, but that's what we have, and we're very grateful. So a lot of the So we do some legacy songs. We do Cowboy Rides Away on the CD, and Anyone Who Isn't Me Tonight. Two things that Casey, two big successes for him, and we do two big successes for me.
You come to this from being on Broadway and being a great a professional singer.
Loud singer, yeah. Yeah. Say it.
No,
say it.
No. I mean, you were Walter Afanasio's studio singer. You were the one that fixed the vocals on everything, and it's been very organic. Our style just grew out of what we are and our appreciation for each other. Very much the elements that she brought, I had some background in, and vice versa, and it just was one of those things. Was like a bunch of dominoes. Once that first one fell, it just kept sped up as it went along.
I knew we would get along just fine when he started singing the Mikado song from the Mikado, our great Mikado virtuous man, and I joined in, and we can both sing like the whole song, all the lyrics. I was like, okay, I've met the perfect nerd for me. It's all over. It's good.
When I listened to the album for the first time, because you sent me some tracks some weeks ago before the album was actually released, and one of the tracks, and it said Memory. I said, it can't be that, and I got to it, and it was, and I'm thinking, well, it's nearly out of place, but it's not. But of course, you were in Cats in New York.
I didn't do the New York show, but I did the same. I did a national tour of the Broadway show that went out after all the Tony Awards were won and stuff, and it was right at the beginning. And yes, I sang the part of Grisabella. I sang that song hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And we thought, well, those are two big successes of mine, that and, of course, the Celine Dion song that I have a Grammy for. But they don't fit in with what we're doing now. So then became the year-long painstaking job of reinventing both of those songs to fit in with the sound, to fit in with the vibe and who we are as people. And so we reworked them, the arrangements thereof, and I think we came up with really cool stuff. And we're Kelly and Ellis, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I mustn't give
I said to you, and I'll say it to anybody, I just fell in love with your voice when I heard it. It's so different, but it's so good, and it's pure. And, you know, the single that we picked was Tennessee Whiskey. Yeah. And where does that come from?
Well, I had a very bad marriage and was married to an alcoholic. And it's sort of roughly based on it, if you talk about the feelings behind the song. But really, it just started out as wanting to write a story about two people who can't be together because one of them's in love with this other woman, namely Whiskey, Tennessee Whiskey.
It's a great line.
Thanks. but there were a lot of raw feelings in it. And sometimes when I play that song, I get very angry, you know. And
do you?
Yeah, just because it was a tough time, and it strikes close to home.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of the stuff we write in our lives, songwriters, you know, sometimes we write stuff that has nothing to do with, I ain't just a pretty face, has absolutely nothing to do with me. I've never dated a gangster, and I, you know,
but,
that's a song Kathy Crinian did.
But you put yourself in the role, which is very used to doing as an actress, and you writing the song or performing it, you put yourself in that role and you react to it naturally the way you would.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I can just see that happening. You know, what's on your mind today? Well, I was thinking about my ex. You know, what about, oh, he's drunk. It's, hey, what about, you know, somebody getting, what should we, hey, that's got to be Nashville. What's it mean? So what?
Well,
about if it's Tennessee whiskey? We can't use Jack Daniels.
Right, we totally did.
Yeah.
Like we wanted it to be a specific drink, and we were like, well, whiskey. Yeah, well, whiskey. That makes sense because I was writing with my friend Robin Ruddy and a little girl from Appalachia, and you know, it's got to be whiskey. But then we were like, it's not specific enough. There are so many songs about whiskey. Anyway, we wrote it before. I don't know if we wrote it before, but I wrote it long before the Chris Stapleton song ever came out. And it's a very different song. So.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Well, I know you need to go off, and this is a short interview now, but we'll do a longer one because I'm sure that you'll be coming over to the UK to do some dates in the near future, and you're also doing some dates in the US. So how can people get hold of you?
We have a website, Kelly and Ellis, so that's going to be KellyandEllis, Ellis like the island, KellyandEllis@.com, and you can email us from there, or you can listen to some of our stuff, watch some videos. We'd love to hear from you if you have anything to say. We're on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere.
And the album again is?
The Long Road to You. Kelly and Ellis, The Long Road to You.
And here's the single that's doing ever so well, Tennessee Whiskey. Thank you, guys.
Thanks
so much, Lee. It's awesome meeting you.
Travel well.
We're Kelly and Ellis, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
You said you'd show up sober, like you felt that test. You couldn't walk a straight line if you wanted to. I can smell the lion on your breath. The proof is right before me. You'll always need your first love more than you'll ever love me. If I was Tennessee whiskey, you'd crave me all the time. You'd hold me close and lift me up. To mine, if I was Tennessee whiskey, but baby, I'm not. So go buy yourself another round, 'cause you don't have a shot. Got a shot.